Hundreds of classes have been canceled at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus, dozens more relocated. It's after a strike by graduate employees on the Urbana campus. One of the most contentious points focuses on the future of tuition waivers, whether grad student workers will have to pay tuition while working on campus. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines explains what's at stake for students and for the university.
I'm at a rally of the Graduate Employees Organization, or GEO for short. It's the first week of the strike, and about 100 grad students are gathered on the main U of I quad in Urbana. Many are wearing bright yellow and blue beanies with the letters GEO embroidered on the front. Among other things, the strikers want tuition waivers for all grad students who work in academic roles at the university. I asked strike captain Liz Matresi why the waivers were so important to her.
If they hadn't offered me a tuition waiver, I would have just said no. I said no to other places that didn't offer me tuition waivers as well.
Matresi is from Spokane, Washington. Her dad is a retired social worker and her mom is a teacher. She loves teaching too. That's why she's going for her PhD in medieval lit. Matresi says she lives on a stipend of $18,000 a year. She says without a waiver, she'd have to pay much more than that for tuition. And even with a waiver, it's tough to get by.
It's really scary to not know if you can make rent. Sorry, it's sad to be 30 years old and to have to ask your parents to help you pay for things.
And if you had to pay tuition?
If I had to pay tuition, I would make no money. All my money would go back to the school.
Tuition waivers are common on campuses across the country. And it's not just students who benefit. Urbana Vice Provost Bill Bernhardt says they help the campus, too.
It's an invaluable tool to attract the best graduate students. If we didn't have this, a lot of graduate students couldn't afford to come to study.
And because waivers attract better graduate students, they can also attract better faculty. Dana Rabin is president of the Campus Faculty Association in Champaign. She's a history professor who relies on graduate workers to help with research and teaching. She supports the GEO's cause. And she worries that fewer tuition waivers will mean exceptional students without a lot of money may not be able to attend the university.
We'd have a more homogeneous group of people here at the university. And we've certainly had that before in the United States. This was the case until tuition waivers, you know, came into being. So I don't think that's a road we really want to go down.
U of I administrators say they don't want to go down that road either. They insist they want to keep the waivers. And this is where things get complicated. Bernhardt, the vice provost, says PhD students would get tuition waivers under their proposal. But what about master's students? That depends. He says some master's degree programs rely on tuition money, and those programs lose money if their students get jobs in other departments and are automatically guaranteed tuition waivers. So does this just come down to money?
Yes, but it's really about the faculty deciding how are they going to deal with those budget constraints that we see that are very real for us.
In other words, he wants the faculty to have a say in who gets a waiver and who doesn't. But GEO co-president Gus Wood says it doesn't matter that the administration promises to protect waivers for some grad workers. He thinks all current and future graduate students who work in an academic role need them too.
If we can't guarantee tuition waivers for those people coming up behind us, then you're going to see the collapse of higher education because nobody's going to be able to afford it. Nobody's going to go to graduate school anymore. That's what's at stake today.
More than 400 classes were canceled in the first week of the strike. The GEO's contract expired in August, and the two sides have been in negotiations for nearly a year. The union says this is the longest strike in the GEO's 16-year history. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.